This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Wow. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman out at the ball. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in! Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3. in the last eight completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulders, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you for a second time tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Bodkins against Springfield Catholic Central. Should be an outstanding game. Seats are filling in. Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena holds about 3,500, and we would expect well in excess of 2,000 here tonight for the second game. First game won by Tri-Village easily over East Knox, 60-38. The second game winner plays Tri-Village Friday night at 7 in the regional championship. Bodkins Trojans 24-2 on the year, 12-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Springfield Catholic Central 24-2, also same record on the season, 15-1 in the Ohio Heritage Conference South. This Jackson Center team that played Springfield Catholic faltered by 11. Boy, the Irish on that night, Chuck, outstanding shooting. 18 of 29 from the floor, 4 of 8 from 3, 7 of 9 of free throws. That's what the Irish did to the Tigers of Jackson Center in the district, and that's the kind of game that Springfield Catholic's got to play tonight.
They're going to have to play defense, that's for sure. And they did a nice job on Jackson, because quite honestly, I thought defensively they were even better than they were offensively. But tonight, they've got a different beast in Bodkins. I mean, Bodkins has size, they rebound, they shoot it well, they play good defense. This is going to be a tough night for Catholic Central. They're going to have to play their best basketball tonight.
No question. They outshot, out-rebounded Jackson Center, no question. Dynamite game for the Irish, darn near perfect in beating the Tigers by 11, and it's going to take every bit of that tonight against Bodkins. Can't afford to get down by 8 or 10 points, that's for sure. It's a cliche, but Catholic Central against the powerhouse Trojans has to start well. 18 points a game from Jacob Lyman on the year for Bodkins. Boy, he has been a beast, darn near 9 rebounds. Shoots threes at 34%. Carter Plyman, 38% behind the arc, nearly 9 points a game. How about Jamison Meyer, his points per game average climbing to nearly 13. Jaden Wendell playing his best basketball of the year at guard, now averaging close to 7. And Elijah Stewart off the bench, 6 points a game. Yes, Dylan Topp was a loss, a big loss, that's for sure. It was so celebratory to see him hoist up the trophy at the district championship ceremony. But there is no Dylan, and Elijah Stewart and Jordan Herzog have picked up the slack, that's for sure.
Well, they have those two young men, and it has built maybe a little more depth than what they had at the beginning of the season. But Stewart has been playing lights out off the bench. Herzog, a 6'3 sophomore, playing good defense, rebounding well. They're doing everything very, very well, the two of them together. And they do make up for Dylan Top. It would be nice to have Top out there, 6'4 senior, with his experience. But these two young men have picked up the slack.
These two teams are just a few seconds, a few possessions away from being unbeaten. In the case of seconds, that applies to Bodkins, a 47-46 loss to Marion Local, a buzzer beater, a 56-54 loss to Lima Shawnee, a buzzer beater. Each goal scored by Marion Local and Lima Shawnee to defeat Bodkins was made in the last half second or less. Bodkins 24-2 on the year. There have been some close calls along the way. Springfield Shawnee 61-57 flying to the hoop right here over Tri-Village 51-50 in double overtime. At Jackson Center on the road at the Habitat of the Cat 44-39 in OT. A big 55-50 home court win over New Bremen. Schedule has been difficult, but Bodkins has survived it and is just a whisker away from being undefeated. Meanwhile, the Springfield Catholic Central team, like record, just two losses on the year, fell at Cedarville 56-55 on January 21st, lost to Troy Christian late in the season on February 8th by a score of 51-46. Avenged the loss to Cedarville by winning in the sectional by a score of 43-41. Catholic Central needs a very good shooting game to not allow Bodkins runs. Trojans have been able all year, Chuck, to sprint away from opponents at least two quarters of every game.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what Bodkins is going to need. Bodkins wants a good start. Bodkins wants to let Catholic Central know that they're the better basketball team. But if you look on the other side of the book here and you look, Tyler Galouche, what a tremendous season that young man has had. And he had a great game against Jackson Center. And then the other one, Patrick Cavanaugh, that was a 1-2 punch that took the Tigers out of the tournament.
Tyler Galouche pumped in 7 of 10 from the floor and scored 14 points against Jackson Center, took 10 shots, made 7, all of them twos. By the way, Tyler Galouche is a 44% three-point shooter on the year, shoots free throws at 75%. Brother Ian Galouche, 43% behind the arc on the year, 86% at the foul line. Ian Galouche against Jackson Center scored 9. Cavanaugh had 9. Ashton Young, a feisty guard, had 8 points in that game. Cole Ray, an excellent rebounder, had 5. 18-29 shooting performance by Catholic Central against Jackson Center. Bodkins Trojans have done it every which way imaginable. They'll play you slow. They'll play you fast in between. Got a great inside, outside, inside game, whichever you want to call it. And I don't think there's a Division IV team in the state, Chuck, that shoots three-pointers as far out on the floor as Bodkins.
Well, when you take a look at Jamison Meyer, who's got as much range as any young man I've seen, he's right there in the McCain-Finkenbein range for Anna.
Yeah.
But then you add Wendell, who they were talking about halfway through the season. They were hoping that he would find that same spark he had as a freshman, and he has, and he's been shooting lights out here in the tournament.
We're going to take a one-minute radio station break. We've got the tip-off coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes or so. Bodkins versus Catholic Central, this long-awaited regional semifinal. Pairings were set 1 week ago, last Tuesday at the UD Arena. We knew these two teams were going to collide 7 days later, and that night is here. 1 minute radio station break next. It's Bodkins and Springfield Catholic Central on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. As you covered.
Three other boys Division IV regional semifinals were played earlier tonight when the Tri-Village East Knox game was going on here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. In the Northwest, up at Elida, Tiffin Calvert defeated Ottoville 59-45. Marion Local plays Antwerp in game number two. In the Northeast Division IV Regional, Richmond Heights 60, Castalia Margareta 40. And in the Southeast, Berlin Highland beat Newark Catholic 63-62 in double overtime. Again, the Northwest Region champ plays the Southwest Region champ in the state semifinal. We'll have starting lineups in just a moment, then the opening tip. We're back shortly. It is Botkin, Springfield Catholic Central on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. Botkins wants to use its size on the inside, free up three-point shooters. Springfield Catholic Central's got to stay close early on and bank on the Galuchas, keeping the Irish in this game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rucci can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rucci, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Botkins Trojans win the tip to start the game. Botkins moving the basketball from right to left. And right away, they dump it down inside to Jacob Kleiman. He goes up and in on a three-footer.
Good way to start the game.
Here is Springfield Catholic Central in the home white, green numbers. Botkins in the black, white numerals outlined in gold. Here's a long pass for Springfield Catholic Central from high on the arc down inside. It's a poor one, and Botkins bats it away quickly in the forecourt. Jamison Meyer, my goodness, Jamison Meyer from the Fairmont logo. 33-footer right out of the chute. It's a 5-0 lead by Botkins, and then a great baseline drive laid up and in, slipping in from the right flank. Cole Ray dropped one home, and it's 5-2. Good response by Springfield Catholic Central. Botkins with Meyer and Wendell at the guards. Jacob Kleiman, Carter Kleiman, sophomore Jordan Herzog up front. Here is Carter Kleiman going baseline right, around the defender, makes it look easy. Cutting right through the defense of the Irish, 2 points for Carter.
Scoreboard's wrong, it's 7-2.
7-2, Botkins. Board reads 5-4, Botkins. Dribble drive outside the lane in the right. Ashton Young feeds it to Tyler Galush.
Nice.
Spin move. Tyler in the paint area. Hits it for two.
What a spin move, boy.
Springfield Catholic Central opened up the middle of the floor for Tyler to do his thing. Tyler Galush averaging 17.5. Ian Galush at 11. Cole Ray at 9. Ashton Young, senior guard, 6-footer, a dozen. Patrick Cavanaugh, 6'1 guard, 5 points a game. Here's Jacob Lyman working down low on the right. Shot blocked from the backside, a foul in front. And the Trojans will shoot two free throws. 5:52 to go, first quarter. Good start to the game, 11 points in less than 2 minutes.
So Jacob Plyman just told Jordan Herzog, you got to shoot that. He gave up a three-footer to get the ball to Plyman.
Jacob eyes the basket, too hard on the foul shot, off the back frame. Botkins, a 64% free throw shooting team. Springfield Catholic Central, 67. Botkin shoots threes at 36%. Springfield Catholic Central at 37. Second free throw, Plyman around and in. 8-4 in favor of Botkins. Ashton Young walks at the midcourt. Carter Plyman on Ashton Young. Interesting duel right there at the top of the circle. Ashton Young carves out space in the lane. Teardrop right in front. He hits it. Speaking of Ashton Young, he took Carter Plyman into the paint and poured it through on him. Sidestepped him, whipped him on the drive. Here's Carter Plyman, baseline right. Lean in bank shot from 8 feet. It goes down.
Good to see Carter Plyman come out and start offense early in the game.
10-6 in favor of Botkins. Here's Ashton Young driving baseline. Sloppy pass into the lane. Hits Ian Galuch. Galuch, an off-balance J from 10 feet. No good off the heel. Rebounded by Botkins.
You can tell it's been an offensive start because that's the first rebound of the game.
A lot of shots going in. 16 points in 3 minutes of play. Jacob Plyman on the dribble. Hands to Jamison Meyer, 25 feet out. Near side pass to Herzog. Herzog high post. Jacob Plyman steps into a three ball. Bullseye! Jacob Plyman from downtown. 13-6 in favor of Botkins. Still 4.5 to go, first quarter. Midcourt with the ball. It is Ashton Young on a weave to Ian Galuch. Out back to Tyler. He sets and shoots over Jacob. No good off the flange. Rebound traced down left corner by Herzog of Botkins. Backcourt to Jamison Meyer. Forecourt left to Carter Plyman. Carter on the bounce. Looks for Wendell. Carter fumbles the ball. Ashton Young may have the steal. Wendell dives in. Tie-up occurs. Give it to the Irish. 4:03 to go. Second quarter. 13-6. Botkins leads Springfield Catholic Central. Big shout-outs tonight from the Jamison Meyer family to cousin Cassie and Nathan Decker in Waterville, Ohio. Uncle Dan Fry in Denver, Colorado. The Wildcat Nation in Napoleon. And all of our friends from Tenora. Back of the foul line, open jump shooter, Cavanaugh, 16-footer, Springfield Catholic Central, no good, hit the rim, backboard came off, a scrap for the loose ball, and this jump results in the arrow favoring Botkins.
I thought maybe he was coming in to make the call because the kid from Springfield had the ball and he rolled over with it. That's automatic travel.
We've got a timeout called. It is 13-6 Botkins after the first 4 minutes, 15 seconds on scores.gas.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right, Local Equipment and Jackson Center of Scores, founding partner since 2006 and 7. Jacob Plyman in the paint, back to the basket, double teamed, feeds Herzog, raked away. No, that was Elijah Stewart who couldn't come up with it. Irish on the steal, quickly down the floor, Here's an attempted slam dunk on the play by Springfield Catholic's Tyler Galuch. It's blocked at the rim, but he's hacked on the arm. Well, the arena crowd is 50-50 on that one. Some thought it was a good block. Some thought it was a foul. Two free throws, Tyler Galuch. 13-6 Botkins, 3:21 to go first quarter. Galuch misses, a little too heavy on the shot. Thanks to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom and Minster, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Ashton Young on a pickpocket of Wendell. Down the floor goes Young. He's crammed. He's crammed from behind.
Carter Kleiman.
Botkins has got the loose ball. Carter trying to score at the other end after the great block. His shot is partially blocked, though. Baseline right. It's picked up on the play by Elijah Stewart, who throws it off an Irish player and out of bounds.
What a heads-up play. The kid from Springfield Catholic laying out of bounds. He just threw the ball off of him. Kleiman got fouled twice down there. Didn't call either one of them.
Ball inbounded to Jacob Powers to the rim from the right baseline. Yes for two. Foul Cole Ray of Catholic Central. 15-7. Botkins still 2:45 to go first quarter. A big thank you to the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Free throw is no good, but Jacob Kleiman too hard. Good rebound, Elijah Stewart. No good off the heel. And here come the Irish. Ashton Young out back to Tyler Galuch. Off the back frame, a 26-footer. Long board to Wendell. Up to Jamison Meyer. Boy, these two clubs getting up and down the floor. High octane offenses. Not much D so far. We have had a few blocks at the rim. Carter Kleiman on the arc into the post to Jacob. Spin move, ducks under, double teamed. Shoots a 7-footer. It rolls around, comes off. Good defense by the Irish. Here comes Cole Ray up the floor to Kavanaugh. Right wing, Tyler Galuch. Clock reads 1:58 to go in the first. 15-7 Botkins. Ashton Young motions for Patrick Kavanaugh to come his way. They clear out for Ashton. He throws up a line drive three. Rim, backboard, no. Rebound yanked down by Wendell. Bullet pass up the floor to Stewart. Into the lane. 6-footer short. Rebound pinballed around. Out of bounds to the Irish. Good hustle, but Stewart just couldn't finish.
Well, he has shot a couple of shots that he's normally has been making. He's short-arming it. He's got to relax and shoot the basketball.
Right. 90 seconds to go first quarter. Botkins 15. Springfield Catholic Central 7. With the ball 30 feet away, Young. Popping out to catch the long two is Ian Galuch. No, it's a three. He was behind the line. Ian Galuch off a screen. He and Tyler shoot the three ball really well. Both up and over 40%. Ian Galuch makes that one. Slices the Botkins lead from 8-5. Here's Wendell lobbing cross court. Low on the right to Stewart. Shot fake up strong. Left it short. No good. Couldn't finish. Rebound Tyler Galuch. Out to Young. He blows by two men. Shot blocked at the rim. What a play by Botkins. Jacob and Carter were there. Ball out of bounds to the Irish with 48 seconds to go. First quarter. And Botkins up 15-10. Boy, you've got to be aware of both Tyler and Ian Galuch behind the arc if you're Botkins on defense. Likewise, Catholic Central has to spy on not only Wendell and Meyer for Botkins from three-point land, but Jacob Kleiman will pop out and shoot it from distance, too. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Springfield Catholic Central acting as if it's going to play for one.
I think so. And Ashton Young still has the ugliest shoes in the tournament.
They look like shoes you'd wear at a lemonade stand.
Yep. But boy, can he play basketball.
Yep. Little pink, little yellow, little green, dark and light green. Kavanaugh foul line back to Young. 7 seconds to go. Into Tyler Gallucci in the lane. Back to the basket. Turnaround 10-footer. It hit the heel. No good. Rebound Wendell. That'll do it. First quarter's over. Botkins 15. Catholic Central 10. After one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop. Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone shop. Dayton.com.
Possession arrow favors Botkins. We start the second quarter. Trojans up 5, 15-10. The winner advances on to a regional final on Friday at 7 versus Dry Village. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home in Anchorage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, osgoodbank.com. Yep, Carter Plyman opened up the shooting to start the second quarter for Botkins with a fadeaway in the paint area. Good defense once again.
On it.
Yep, partially blocked by the Irish. Tyler Gallucci touched it. It fell way short. And Springfield Catholic Central produced the rebound. Down 5 for the Irish. 30 seconds gone, second quarter. Here's Tyler Gallucci. Here's Ashton Young, 30 feet away. Meyer came over, doubled, slapped it free for an instant. Here's Tyler Gallucci, foul line, goes to work on Jacob Lyman. Down the lane, overshoots it, trying to lay it up over the outstretched arm of Jacob Lyman. He altered it. It was missed, and Botkins garnered the rebound. Here's Meyer outside the arc in the right wing. Let's go at 3. Way short, no good. Rebound into the hands of Cole Ray. 15-10, Botkins, a minute 15 gone, second quarter. Ashton Young to midcourt. Throws out back to Ian Gallucci. Shot fake, foul line. Puts one up. No, off the heel. Rebound Jacob Lyman. Ian Gallucci forced that one. Cold shooting start to period number 2 for both teams. Jamison Meyer on the arc. Near side Herzog. Left wing Wendell. Young on him. Wendell carves out space in the lane. Flips it right flank to Carter Plyman. Carter from three-point territory doesn't shoot. Gave it to Herzog. He stumbled and walked. No call. Break for Botkins. Carter Plyman, baseline right against Tyler Gallucci. Foul line Herzog. Double team. Spin move. 8-footer. Banked it in. Well done. Wow. Jordan Herzog. Trojans worked long and hard for that bucket. 17-10. Herzog on the fielder. 5:51 to go, second quarter. Botkins up 7. Ashton Young, top of the key. Outside the arc on the right to Ian Gallucci. He navigates the lane. Had a shot. Didn't take it. Threw it to a teammate in the left corner. It's Cole Ray. He fades in the paint area. Much too hard. Rebound Botkins. Trojans defense mighty good. Start of the second quarter. Baseline right. Carter Plyman goes to work on Tyler Gallucci, who blocked it. Carter got it back.
Well, I'll tell you what. Gallucci plays some good defense twice down the floor now against Plyman.
Yeah, he sure does. Tyler Gallucci, 6'4", plays like about 6'7". Here's Jamison Meyer at the elbow. Goes to Carter, right wing. Straight away, Jacob Plyman 27-footer. It hit the back iron, kicked out of bounds into the Irish bench. We're stuck at 17-10. We played 3 minutes second quarter. What, just one field goal?
2-0.
Springfield Catholic Central has not scored in 3 minutes of the second stanza. Solid D by the Trojans. Bodkins, meanwhile, just one fielder in the first 3 minutes plus of the second quarter of play. Here's Tyler DeLuch on a weave to Ian. Right corner, Ashton Young started to drive. Check for Carter Plyman. Here's Ashton again into the paint. Flips it out back on the play to teammate Cole Ray. Acrobatic move by him about 8 or 9 feet from the basket. Body swap. It's on Herzog, I think, Common. It will be inbounded by the Irish left of the rim.
I thought it was really nice of the Tri-Village kids to stick around, but I guess that's the Bodkins kids wearing red, white, and blue.
Ashton Young, left unguarded, decides to pump it up there from 26 feet. It was a long one. It hit the backboard first, then the rim. Yep. Not a chance. Rebound Bodkins.
That was a brick.
Tell you what, Catholic Central has not gotten the shots in the second quarter it prefers.
No.
Carter Plyman to Meyer, outside the arc on the right. A big bomb, in and out, no good. Rebound Irish, stolen by Carter Plyman. Missed it. Ashton Young comes away with it. Here's a two-on-two. Tyler Galouche got away with a walk, stumbled, laid it in. He clearly traveled, no whistle. 17-12, Bodkins up five. Big turn of events there. Looked like the Trojans were going to get a goal near the net. Then a run out the other way by Catholic Central. Here's Jacob Plyman, mid-post area, 12 feet away, bodied up by Cole Ray, and a foul. Fast pace, not a lot of substitutions.
Yep.
These young men are going to be pretty weary by halftime.
I have no idea how they missed that travel down there.
Oh, it happens. They just don't call traveling as tightly as they used to. They let a lot go in high school basketball. Carter Plyman, dipsy-doo, through the lane, hits it. What a play. Carter Plyman started with the ball on the right flank behind the arc, and then he probed the middle, went from right to left, shot it with the right hand off the glass, around and around it went. Here's a long three ball by Cole Ray of the Irish, overshot it, didn't catch the rim. Bodkins an easy board, 19-12 Trojans, 3:12 to go second quarter. Important stretch here for Springfield Catholic. Outside the arc on the left, it's Wendell. Into the post to Jacob Plyman. Backs his defender down. Banks up a 10-footer too hard. Herzog! Herzog! Out of nowhere. Came flying through the air like Superman on the putback.
Well, it's a great job because they came and doubled Plyman, and he came from the backside, got the nice rebound on the backside, laid it in. That was a great play.
9-point lead, Bodkins, 21-12. Timeout Irish, 2:57 left second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And you know, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. 9-point lead, Bodkins, 2-point second quarter in 5.5 minutes. for the Irish. Top of the circle, Ashton Young gives it to Tyler DeLuch. There he goes, roaming through the lane. Arched one up over Jacob Lyman. It lipped the rim, no good.
This is danger time for Catholic Central now.
Midcourt, Wendell for Botkins, picked up tightly by Ashton Young. On the arc for Carter Plyman. Down inside to Jacob. He goes to work right in front. Little four-footer, split two defenders, and got it to go. Botkins up 11, 23-12, an 8-2 second quarter. Here's Ian Galuch on the arc to Tyler. Irish need a bucket right here in the worst way. Ashton Young 30 feet out. Picked up at Jamison Meyer. Meyer thwarts him for a moment. He wanted to drive, couldn't do it. 25 feet away on the left. The ball handed off to Ashton Young. Young gives it up to Trey King, who's checked in now. Trey King on the floor. He is a 6-foot senior for the Irish. Here's a long fadeaway three from the right flank. It almost went in. Almost went in. Ian Galucci's shot was way off. Went up in the air. Yep. Came down. Bounced on the rim gently twice. Fell off. A lid on it right now for Springfield Catholic Central.
Well, Kavanaugh getting ready to check in back into the game. He doesn't have a shot, and he has not taken a shot in this game.
Herzog is left open. He guns a three. Missed it hard. Weak side rebound, Ashton Young. Ashton, midcourt, fakes right, goes left, feeds a teammate, gets it back. We're down to 56 seconds to go in the second quarter, during which the Irish have scored just 2 points.
Well, the only break they got is that Botkins has only scored 8 for the quarter.
Right. Ashton Young into Tyler Galuch, goes to work on Jacob Plyman, arches up a 10-footer. Again, Jacob made him modify the arc on that ball, and it was off the iron, no good. Botkins collected the rebound, 30 seconds to go, second quarter. Boy, the height of Botkins, you don't really know it, Chuck, till you get out there and try to score against it.
Well, yeah, they got such long arms to go along with it.
Yep.
Both Plyman's great defenders.
Carter Plyman on the bounce near midcourt. Wendell pops out to catch with 11 to go. Down to Jacob. To Jamison Meyer coming off a screen, moving screen. Herzog, good call by the official.
You think? I thought the contact was made by the offense or the defensive player coming over the top of the screen.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
When you see a defender bend like that, 9 times out of 10, no matter who set the screen, they're going to call it on the offense.
Well, you can bet the Irish have been instructed, hey, when Jamison Meyer peels off a screen out there 30 feet away, you'd better go high get around it on top. That's what caused the contact.
Right.
It was kind of a blur to me.
I was looking right at it. I don't think it was the correct call, but it was the call that was made. And you're right. They love to run that at the end of a quarter, and Catholic Central was waiting on it.
And you know what, Chuck? If you're an official and you don't see that whole play, that screen, full picture for 4 or 5 seconds, you may miss it. 4 seconds left. Ashton Young on the arc. Drives against Carter Plyman in the lane. Lost the ball. Picked it up. Threw it to Tyler Galuch. No shot. Buzzer sounds. That's it. Botkins outscores the Irish 8-2. Trojans scored 8 points. Springfield Catholic Central 2 in a very low-scoring, defensive-minded second period of play. 23-12 in favor of Botkins by 11. We are at the half, and we've got a 2-minute radio station break upcoming here in just a moment. I'd like to tell you all about new sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictorousHealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. The Cell Phone Shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Eatmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. In addition, thanks to Knox Machinery in Franklin, We say hello to Jerry Garrett, general manager, and we also say hi to Nick Meyer, sales engineer at Knox. Both live in Fort Loramie. Precision Strip in Minster. Locations in Tip City, Middletown, Kenton, Perrysburg as well. And in cities in six states. Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center. Brunson Welding and Street Legal Golf Carts in Anna. And soon to be on with us, Schnipple Construction in Botkins. 2-minute radio station break is next. 23-12, Botkins by 11 over the Irish of Springfield Catholic at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victor's Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBeek entering Fairmont Trent Arena, the scene. Botkins 23, Springfield Catholic Central 12 here at the halftime break. I'd like to remind you that we are on the air thanks to WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. That's a simulcast of our online presentation. Of course, online, we're on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, scoresbroadcast.com, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Our radio station sponsors tonight, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Troy Pickwabody Carstar. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Chuck.
Well, if you look at the halftime stats, rebounding advantage 17-7 to Botkins, 2-0 on the offensive boards. Both teams handled the ball very well. Botkins turned it four times, Catholic Central three. Shooting-wise, Catholic Central 5 of 23 from the floor. That's 21%. 1 of 6 shooting 3, 16%. And 1 of 2 from the free throw line. None of those are going to get you a regional win shooting the ball that poorly in the first half. Botkins, on the other hand, 10 of 23, 44%. 2 of 6 shooting 3s, 33. 1 of 3 shooting free throws, also 33%. Give the defense to Botkins because they're doing a nice job on Catholic Central, who is a really good offensive team, and they're really making them work hard. All their shots, they had 23 shots. They had 6 more shots than Botkins did and only made 5.
Well, this Catholic Central team cut Jackson center in the half-court offense. Sliced right through them, got layups. Too many rim and lane protectors out there on the floor for Bodkin.
Yeah, they're looking over here, looking at block shots. They say that Watkins only has two, but I think I remember three, possibly four. But they're doing a good job defensively. If they picked the offense up a little bit, this game would have been over in the first half.
Bodkins Trojans using their height to their advantage for certain in this game this evening against Springfield Catholic Central, opening up an 11-point lead at the intermission break. It was five at the end of one quarter. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, Jack and Chuck, welcome you back to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Third quarter about set to get started. What a job of Bodkins defensively on the Irish in that first half of play. You look back over the last eight or nine games for Springfield Catholic Central. Offensive outputs of 64, 71, 73, 62, 73. The Bodkins really slowing down the Irish, who go to work to start the third quarter, trailing the Trojans by 11, 23 to 12. Here's a baseline drive by Ian Galuch. Hands off to a teammate who slips below the rim, doesn't shoot it. That was Kavanaugh. Threw it back out of the arc to Tyler Galuch. He starts a drive, pulls up, banks an eight-footer. On the iron, comes off. Rebound, Jacob Kleiman in a tug-of-war with one of the Galuches, and Jacob won the battle. Here's Carter to Jacob in the lane. Double team, ball pried away by Kavanaugh. Good steal. Midcourt Kavanaugh. Jamison Meyer stole it. Lobbed it to Jacob Lyman. He's got four men on him. He pivots, wants to shoot. He's fouled.
Nice steal by Jamison Meyer that time. You talk about a pickpocket.
He's like a little jackrabbit.
He never stops.
No.
I remember when he was just a little kid and he would keep the film for Botkins, and he was annoying then, and now he's annoying on the floor as a tough kid.
Here's Carter Plyman, spin move below the foul line, fadeaway 12-footer, got it!
25-12 Botkins.
It was like Jamison Meyer came up out of the ground on that last steal.
Yeah. When I say annoying, I mean like a little kid annoying, like to talk to you the whole time.
Oh, friendly.
Great kid.
Yeah, friendly.
Great kid.
Friendly.
I didn't mean annoying like in a bad way.
Here's a long three ball by the Irish. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ian Galuch arched in a bomb. 26-footer when every bit is high. Big bucket for Springfield Catholic Central. And I think, Chuck, that's only their, second field goal in, about 10 minutes of game time?
Yeah.
The lead for Botkins, 25-15. Carter Plyman at the elbow on the left. Steps back, shoots. It caught iron. One-handed rebound, Herzog. Right back to Carter in front. Five-footer went 4 feet. Short, no good. Rebound, Irish. Here they come. Tyler Galuch pulls up. Foul line, Jay. Off the mark. Rebound, far right corner, Carter Plyman. Trojans are in the head of Tyler Galuch. He's not shooting it well.
Not at all. I'll tell you, the effort by Botkins tonight offensively, how is that not a foul?
I don't know. Jacob Plyman put one up in the paint. Looked like he was grabbed both arms. Shot went way up in the air, came right back down. He caught it, threw it to a teammate. Got it back, long three. Jacob Plyman didn't hit the rim. That was ill-advised. Poor shot. Here come the Irish down 10. 5.5 to go in the third. At the elbow on the right, it's Cole Ray. Got Ashton Young, deep right corner. Ashton Young wants to go against Carter Plyman. Feeds it out back to Tyler Galuch for three. It curls around the iron, no good. Rebound, Cavanaugh, left corner. Throws it to Ashton Young, kicked on the play by Wendell of Botkins.
Boy, I tell you, Botkins is messing around, and they're going to let Catholic Central back in this game. I mean, it's only a 10-pointer now.
Yep, Trojans have had a chance here in the last couple of minutes to go up 14-15 points. Keep in mind, the Irish had 10 points at the end of the first quarter. We're 3 minutes into the third. They've only scored 5 cents. I may have misspoken on the score. It's 25-15. If I said 16, I was in error. Outside the arc, high right with the ball. Cole Ray feeds into the key. Tyler Galuch. Backdoor cut. Ian Galuch to the rim. Blew it. No good. Loose ball rebound right corner over the back. Botkins. No. It goes against Springfield Catholic.
Yeah, he grabbed Carter Plyman by the arm.
Next couple, 3 minutes. These are critical for Catholic Central. Botkins can push this out to a lead in the teens and make life miserable for Catholic Central in the fourth quarter. Botkins needs to get a better shot this trip down. Elijah Stewart's on the floor, deep in the left corner. Out to Jacob Plyman, top of the circle. Gets a screen from Carter. Jacob drives, puts up a running bank shot. He hits it. There was a flop by Ian Galuch. No foul was called. That was the right no decision. Big goal by Plyman. Well-run play. 27-15, Botkins up a dozen, 4:20 left, behind the back, into the paint goes Cole Ray, tried to dish it to a teammate, got a bit too cute and coughed it up. Carter Plyman darts down the floor, spin move in the paint, blocked shot by Tyler Galuch. Here's Ashton Young, he's burning his way down the floor to the rack, no good but a foul on Botkins. Well, we've now gone 13 minutes from late in the first to 4:08 to go in the third. Springfield Catholic Central 5, Beasley points.
Well, they've got six baskets for the whole game.
Botkins unable to pull away because Catholic Central is playing mighty stingy defense too. Free throw, Ashton Young is in. Fouled the act of shooting. He's got a second one.
But Tyler Galuch, for his sake, needs to make one. If he makes one, he might get off. But right now, he can't buy one.
How many field goals does he have, Chuck?
He's got two baskets and a free throw.
I bet he's two for a dozen.
Yeah.
Anyway, second shot, Ashton Young. 1-2 bounces in the air. Through. 27-17 Botkins, but 10, 4 minutes even to go third quarter. Meyer at midcourt, behind the back on the dribble. All over him is Ian Galuch. Meyer to the baseline. Gave it up to Stewart. Back to Meyer for three. It's good! It's good! Jamison Meyer, a step back trifecta. 30-17. Botkins up 13. Here's a long three, Tyler Galuch. It's off the back frame. Rebound, Carter Plyman. Trojans defense in the head of Tyler Galuch at the moment. Here's Carter Plyman, shake and bake, on the arc to Wendell. Sure. He guns a three. Oh, he banked it in. He banked it in. Springfield Catholic coaches are holding their hands over their eyes.
Me too.
Time out, Irish. 33-17. Botkins, a three-pointer from way out, swished by Jamison Meyer, and then Wendell's shot appeared to have curved to the right, and it caromed in.
That's why they put that square up on the backboard, Jack.
It's going right for Botkins, not so much for Springfield Catholic Central. 3:25 to go in the third. 33-17 Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. How about that? Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. A test for the virus available. Results in a day or two. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. Close 1 to 2. And open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. In-store shopping. Curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Ashton Young, ball rotation, Irish top of the circle. Young misfires on a three. Follow-up jumper, good by Tyler Galuch. Big bucket for Springfield Catholic. 33-19. Long drawn-out possession by Catholic Central. Boy, to come away with nothing on that long offensive set would have been bad news.
Well, it was a really bad three that missed badly, but a nice rebound by Galuch.
Yep, Young missed it. Then Tyler Galuch got the stick back jumper in the paint. Botkin scattered floor, loose ball. Wendell open, three ball. Got it! Got it! Jaden Wendell from long range. Woo! 36-19, Botkins back at the foul line. Tyler Galuch, 17-footer, around the rim and out. He just can't buy one. Here's Jacob Plyman, left wing for Botkins. Powers to the rim, banked it, missed it, no good. Rebound, Elijah Stewart. He crashed the boards and was walloped from the backside. He's got two.
That kid's got some hops in his legs. Boy, he can jump.
Elijah Stewart for the Botkins Trojans. Listed at 6'5", that baits the opponent, Chuck, because he plays like 6'9". 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 36-19. Botkins has pulled away to a 17-point spread. Free throw by Elijah, right down through the cylinder.
I was supposed to give Scott Ward a shout-out, but he's probably home by now and not listening anymore, so sorry, Scott.
Springfield Catholic coaches just rolling their eyes at this red hot shooting by Botkins.
Yeah, they've really shot the ball better here in the second half. First half, they didn't shoot it great.
Elijah Stewart, free throw number two upcoming, dips the knees. It is good. Elijah Stewart cans a pair, and the score is doubled. 38-19, Botkins. Top of the circle, Ashton Young for the Irish. Gives it up far right wing to Trey King, 6'2 senior. King hangs on. Now straight away it goes to Ian Galuch. at the elbow on the left. It's Tyler. Backs a man down. Spin move, and he scores over Elijah Stewart. 38-21 in favor of Botkins. Biggest lead was at 38-19 with 90 seconds to go in the third. Here's Carter Plyman, dipsy doo in the lane. He twists, he turns, soft touch, it goes down. Wow, feather-like touch by Carter Plyman. Cut five, bounces on the iron. 40-21 in favor of Botkins. Baseline drive, Kavanaugh, stolen. Trojans have got it. Meyer behind the back on the dribble. Forecourt left to Jacob Plyman. Back to Meyer. Motions near side for Carter Plyman. 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. 40-21 Botkins. Carter Plyman steamrolls down the lane. Baked it in. Carter Plyman found the alley wide open. He had an avenue. Took advantage. Kissed one in off the window. Here's a three hoisted up by Springfield Catholic from the left flank. Missed by Ian Galooch. It's all Botkins. 42-21. Half minute to go, third quarter.
Well, the Catholic Central students down there had an overrated chant going early in the game, but I think they've stopped it now.
Carter Plyman at midcourt. Picked up lightly on the play by Kavanaugh. Now coming over is Tyler Galooch. Spin move, Carter Plyman off balance. Jay, no. 6 seconds left. Here comes Catholic Central. 3-on-2 break. Driving layup. Good by Ian Galooch at the buzzer. Third quarter's in the books. Botkins 42. Catholic Central 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Final 8 minutes of Botkins versus Springfield Catholic Central to see which club opposes Tri-Village in a regional final on Friday night at 7 here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Wendell's got the ball, dribbles down the right side into the mid-post to Jacob Plyman on the arc to Wendell for three. He buries it! Wow.
Inside-out basketball at its finest.
Botkins Trojans are searing the nets from long range, putting on a shooting exhibition. It is 46-23. Here's a baseline short shot, pumped up and made by Tyler Galooch. 8-footer by Tyler. I may have said Botkins had 46. Is it 45 on the board, Chuck?
Or 46? It's 45.
45-23. Here's a drive to the rim by Elijah Stewart. No good. Stick back. Yes! Jacob Plyman lays it in. 47-25 in favor of Botkins. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Tyler Galooch, foul line, herky-jerky down the lane. Block taken away by Botkins. Tyler had no chance. There was a threesome on him, and it looked like maybe one or two hands blocked the ball, and Botkins came away with it. Team foul situation, 3 on Catholic Central. Here's Plyman, 30 feet out, splits two defenders, shovels it into the paint for a teammate, intercepted by Catholic Central. Up and over the timeline for the Irish, it is Ian Galooch. Ian fakes left, goes right. We got a moving screen. It's on Cole Ray. That one I saw all the way.
And that was a good call.
Yep.
And the other one I saw, he could have gone either way. But when the defender gets bent a little bit, they almost always call that an illegal screen.
And Cole Ray, he really didn't get set. He was kind of twisting and turning his body the whole time he was trying to screen.
Yeah, and that's the fault of the person using the screen, not the person setting the screen.
Exactly. You're right. It goes both ways. It takes some synergy to get it done right. Here's Jamison Meyer, top of the circle, to Jacob Kleiman, 47-25, Botkins, 6:08 to go, fourth quarter. Carter Kleiman has driven the ball well all night. He darts down the lane, throws it up too hard, no good. Rebound Irish, long throw to Cole Ray. Goes cross-court to King for a triple right corner. Bingo! 5:53 to go, fourth quarter, 47-28, Botkins. Botkins led before that three ball, 47-25. That was the biggest spread. Ball at side court. Wendell's got it, and it's slapped out of bounds by Ashton Young of Springfield Catholic. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. 47-28 in favor of Botkins. Ball being inbounded into backcourt to Carter Kleiman. Tyler Galuch on him. Carter walks it up. Goes to the elbow. Hits Jamison Meyer going back door. Lays it up on the rim. No. Rebound King. King one on three. Throws it to Ian Galuch. Right corner. Baseline around one. Two men blocked. Got it back. Cole Ray recovered it. It's ruled a jump.
Gotta be.
Arrow Irish.
If it wasn't a foul, then it was a travel or a held ball. And that was the correct call.
Yep. Good call. Well done by the out official who came storming in to get it right. Baseline left, Tyler Galuch on the arc to Ashton Young. Back to Tyler. He steps into a three ball. Bingo! He's got it.
Tyler Galuch.
47-31. Two straight threes by the Irish. 6 points in a row. The Botkins 22-point lead is now 16. 4:59 to go. Here's a drive by Jacob Kleiman. Oh, what a dish to Stewart for the layup. Timeout, Botkins. Botkins up 18. 4:50 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Hey, don't forget, your pro hardware stores are now in Jackson Center, Greenville, and Enon. 418 South Broadway in Greenville, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. At your pro hardware stores, get big savings always on DeWalt Power Tools. Save on solid wood cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And at your pro hardware stores, select beautiful white shaker cabinets. Order, get them in 3 days. Like them on Facebook. Your pro hardware stores, Jackson Center, Greenville, Enon. Special pricing, professional service at your pro hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Here is Springfield Catholic Central bouncing it around on the arc. Tyler Galuch might have gotten away with a walk. Ducks under Jacob Kleiman. He got a mitt on the ball, and a foul is called. That was marginal. I thought Tyler might have taken a little shuffle step.
Well, he fell backwards. He started to lean into Kleiman. Kleiman wasn't there, and he took a shuffle step back. That's a travel.
In the act of shooting, Tyler Galuch, two free throws. For the Irish, he puts it up and in. How many for him in this game?
He's got 15 now.
15, averaging almost 18. But he's taken, Chuck, so many shots.
Yeah, he has not had a good offensive game.
So many shots to get to 15 points. Now 16, both free throws, dead center. Meyer in backcourt for Botkins. How many turnovers for the Trojans in this game?
Five.
I was going to say, I couldn't recall many. That's an aspect of Botkins' game, which continues to get better and better. Here's one, though. Big steal, Catholic Central. Down the lane, Tyler Galuch. Euro step to the rim. Got it for two.
49-35 in favor of Botkins by 14. In a hurry, Carter Plyman, he's fouled. Team foul 5 on the Irish. The lead was 22, 47-25. Now it's 14, 49-35 with 4:21 to go. Still time. If Catholic Central would get hot from behind the arc, you never know. Ball inbounded to Jacob Plyman in the lane. He is double-teamed, makes a bounce pass, and an arm is grabbed. Foul, Catholic Central, number 6 in the team. Botkins in the bonus the rest of the way.
Botkins has 4 more to give.
Ball inbounded low on the right. Shot fake, up and good! Jacob Plyman came off a screen, was unmolested, wide open, and put it through. Ashton Young storming down the floor. Reverse left-handed layup. Got it. 51-37, Botkins.
Botkins better wake up because they're taking naps on defense now, and they can't afford that.
Here's Carter Plyman storming down the floor. Barges into the lane. Hacked on the arm. 1-1, Botkins. Boy, if you make free throws the rest of the way, there's no way you can lose this game, but you've got to convert at the stripe.
Well, you got to make them, and on the other end, they're giving up way too many easy baskets now after playing a great defensive first half.
A little 12-4 run here by Springfield Catholic Central has narrowed the 22-point bulge down to 14. Free throw, Carter Plyman bouncing in. That looked like my free throw, Chuck. It hits the back rim, and then off the back rim, it goes up into the stands. Carter's went straight up in the air, yep, and then plummeted right down through. Carter Plyman again. Ooh, that one stuck on the back rim. Almost went kerplunk, but nope, it fell off the front. Connor Galoosh, top of the circle. Deals to Ian. Outside the arc on the left to King. Turkey jerky move, steps into a mid-range jumper, overshoots. Rebound Kavanaugh, bodied on the play. And people are on the floor. Foul, Botkins. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. Nope. Ball out of bounds to the Irish. 3:35 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins in the lead, 52-37. Tyler Galoosh, right corner. Goes to work against Jacob Plyman. In the lane, spins, fades away. Little 10-footer, swish. That's vintage Tyler Galoosh. And the lead is 13. It's gone from 22 to 13 in about the last 6 minutes. Jamison Meyer, 30 feet away, goes to Carter Plyman. Carter against King. On a weave, near side, Wendell. Wendell darts to the top of the circle. Gives it to Jacob Plyman, back to Wendell. Here comes the double team. Pick and roll for Jacob. Deflected. Catholic Central's got the steal. Here's Tyler Galoosh below the foul line. 10-footer short, no good. Big rebound. Herzog of Botkins. Long throw to Jacob Plyman. Leaking out. He dunks it. Jacob Plyman, a slam jam.
That was a huge turn of events. The miss at this end and the dunk at the other.
It sure was. 15-point game. Tyler Galoosh is hammered. Tyler Galoosh trying to take the game over. 2:36 to go.
He needs to. And I'll tell you, he's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 11, 13 points here in the second half.
54-39, Botkins. Inbounded to Tyler. Galoosh on the arc. Feeds Ian. Ian baseline. Reverse layup. Wow. Beautiful. Ian Galoosh on the two-pointer. 54-41. Botkins. Uh-oh. Meyer has it stolen. Meyer has it stolen. Layup. Ian Galoosh. Good. Timeout called. Botkins lead 11. 2:18 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Well, with 9 minutes to go in the game, Botkins was in the lead by 22 points, 47-25. And with 2:18 to go in the game, Springfield Catholic has closed within 11 at 54-43. Botkins against pressure. Up left side is Wendell. Down to 2:10 to go. Wendell in backcourt. Here comes the double team. Loops it to Jacob. Knocked out of bounds by the Irish's Cole Ray. Ball will be thrown inside court. McCarter-Plyman, 2:08 on the clock. Botkins 54. Springfield Catholic Central 43. Ball lobbed toward the rim. Jacob Plyman's wide open. He muffed it.
Right
out
through
of
his
bounds.
Hands.
Out of bounds.
His hands.
It did. Slipped right through his fingers. Error. Botkins. Big time turnover. That was a layup. I think Jacob might have been ready to dunk it before he had it. Here's Tyler DeLuch against Jacob Plyman. Powers to the rim. Pulls up. Six-footer. Short. Rebound Botkins. Big stretch right there. Boy, Springfield Catholic Central could have cut it to 9.
Yep.
Minute 45 to go. Carter Plyman 25 feet away. Right side pass to Jacob. Jacob to the foul line. He's got room in the paint area. It is a charge or a block. A lot of contact. Apparently the Irish defender slid over up and under Jacob Plyman.
Well, I think he looked over here at you and said, oh, that's a block, and it's too far under the basket.
Yep, that defender was almost hanging below the net.
And we're going to shoot one and one or two.
I thought he was in the act of shooting. A minute 35 to go, 95 seconds remaining. 54-43 Botkins. The 22-point lead has been whittled right smack dab in half. Couple foul shots for Jacob. First announcement of the PA man was that it was a one and one. Nope, it's two. Free throw, Jacob. No good. It hit the back rim, way up in the air, came down, spun around, in and out. He has not shot fouls well.
No, he's one of four.
And I tell you what, free throw shooting the next game will make a difference. Free throw, Jacob Plyman, yes. 55-43, Botkins. A minute 32, minute 31 to go. Forecourt right, Ashton Young. He sets and shoots a three, 27-footer. He made it! Time out, Irish. Tell you what, Botkins has done a good job on Ashton Young.
They have. Yeah. He pulled up from about 24 feet that time.
Oh,
he's a sweet shooter.
That was a long one. 9-point lead, Botkins. Timeout, Irish. A minute 28 to go, fourth quarter. I want to tell you all about Meyer's Tavern. I had a splendid meal there the other day. I'll be back again tomorrow, more than likely. Meyer's Tavern, a big favorite of the home crowd right there in Botkins. And also those who come to Meyer's Tavern from all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular starters. Oh, boy. Those terrific strip loin steak dinners, delicious at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. It is Botkins' ball. 10 players in backcourt. Botkins up by 9. It's inbounded to Jamison Meyer. He tries to dribble up the floor against Ian DeLuch. He's over the timeline. Hooking foul called against the Irish Catholic Central bench. Wanted Meyer called for fending off the defensive man.
He got fouled 3 times. They called the third one. And I'm going to turn around and correct the crowd who was yelling that he wasn't allowed to. It was traveling now after a made basket, even if the timeout. He still can run the baseline.
There you go. In fact, the Centerville Elks have got a play. They make the Division I Centerville team, they make 2 or 3 passes out of bounds.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah. From one player to another. And then on the fourth second, on the fourth second after the defense is mesmerized. Somebody steps in bounds right below the rim. Little two-foot shovel pass and a layup. Jamison Meyer hits the free throw. 1-1, deserves the second. Both of them right through the bottom of the well. Big shots at the stripe by Jamison Meyer. 57-46, Botkins, 80 seconds to go. Ashton Young steps into another 25-footer. Short, no good. Rebound, Botkins. And the Catholic Central bench wants an over-the-back foul, and Botkins, it's not called. Rebound, Trojans, foul, Irish. 1:12 to go, 11-point lead. Botkins, 57-46. Jamison Meyer, free throw line for Botkins. He just made two in a row. Wrong man to foul. Swish on the free throw by Jamison. And I know his foul shooting is, I think it's reached 80% on the year. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, he's about 42 for 50. That's 84%. He made them both.
No.
Well, he missed the second one?
Missed the second one.
Oh, my fault.
So you were telling him how good he was. He missed it.
He went 3 of 4. Quick three by King. Long 30-footer hoisted up way short off the mark by Catholic Central. Clock is down to 61 ticks. And guess what? Jamison Meyer was throwing the ball after the Botkins rebound. He was fouled. He's at the stripe again. He shoots and swishes. Jamison Meyer, well over 80% on the year. Nice little streak here of 4 of 5. Goes for 5 of 6. Got it. 5 of 6 in the last 20 seconds for Jamison Meyer.
Not too shabby.
60-46, Botkins. Here's Tyler Galuch. Dribble drive into the lane. Oh, he coughed up the ball. Tipped away. Last second, Botkins out of bounds. Yeah, Jamison Meyer has really upped his three-point shooting percentage. He's all the way up to 48% on the year.
That's pretty impressive.
Jaden Wendell, 42.5.
He made three big threes in his second half.
Yep, sure did.
And boy, and you look at Catholic Central, besides Galoosh, who had a terrific second half. Patrick Cavanaugh, I don't think he took a shot.
No.
I don't remember him taking a shot.
Nope. Now, Catholic Central just not quite well-rounded enough. Got behind, and it turned into the Tyler Galuch show. He did not have a good start to the game, that's for sure. Credit the Botkins defense. Tyler Galuch is one heck of a player. Dribble drive, Catholic Central down the lane. Shot thrown up by Jaden Threets, a guard, 6-foot senior, in off the bench, no good. Rebound stuffed out of bounds by Catholic Central. 45.7 to go. Substitutions freely now. Meyer out, Carter out, Jacob out for Botkins. 45.7 to go. It is 60-46 in favor of the Trojans, who weather the storm late. Good comeback bid by Catholic Central, which was down 22. They got it to, what, 11? Did it ever get to 9?
No. They had a shot to get it under double figures.
Yes.
They never did.
Right. Dribble drive, Botkins into the paint area. Trojan just hanging on to the ball. Here's a three-pointer straight away. That was, I think, Ryland Paul who gunned it up. Missed it off the back frame. Rebound down to Threets for Catholic Central. He shoots a three, missed it strong. Battle for the rebound, left corner. Botkins has got it. 10 seconds to go. That's going to do it. Botkins and Tri-Village in the long-awaited rematch. They played Martin Luther King weekend right here. Botkins won it by a point in double overtime. They hook up again Friday night at 7. Regional championship, Botkins and Tri-Village. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with coverage for you on Friday evening. 60-46, that's the final. Botkins victorious over Springfield Catholic Central. Don't forget now, we've got the girls' D4 state semifinal at 11:30 Friday morning. That's right. New Knoxville against Cincinnati Country Day. Tip off at noon, airtime 11:30 on Friday morning. New Knoxville against Cincinnati Country Day Girls. And then on Friday night, we're right back here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Botkins against Tri-Village in a game that will be played above the rim. Oh, a lot of size.
Absolutely.
Lots of size. So I think Chuck, as I look ahead, we've got nothing Wednesday, nothing Thursday.
I know. Right? Get a nap in.
I think we're off 2 days.
Yeah, we don't come back. Nobody plays again till Friday.
Got two games on Friday. Whoever wins that girls' state semifinal will have the championship game for you at 4:30 airtime on Saturday from the UD Arena. Oh, what a game. Catholic Central made it interesting. Midway point, fourth quarter. Botkins wins it by 14 after building a 22-point lead at 47-25. Botkins defense really turned it up, holding Catholic Central to 4 points, I think it was, over about a nine-minute stretch of action going from late first quarter into the third.
Well, they scored 23 points through the first three quarters and 23 points in the fourth quarter.
And any time in a regional semifinal you're held to 23 over three quarters, you're probably going to be well behind entering the fourth.
Yeah, no doubt.
We've got a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Then we will wrap it up. Tri-Village victorious in game number one over East Knox. And Botkins knocks out Springfield Catholic Central by 14 in our nightcap. Two-minute radio station break next. 2 minutes upcoming. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.com.
We welcome you back here to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Botkins has just beaten Springfield Catholic Central 60-46 after building a 47-25 lead in the third quarter. Catholic Central got it down to 11. That was the closest the Irish could get it. Standout defensive second quarter by Botkins. That helped open up the gap. And then Botkins was real good in that third quarter offensively. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies,
in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture, priced right, go Goffney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And don't forget the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road. That's South Needmore Road in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast. Get 15% off. I'd like to highlight our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney. Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney. DC Sporting Goods in Sydney. Realty 2000 in Sydney. And thanks as well to Sydney Troy Pickwood Body Car Start. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers dominated by the Bodkins Trojans.
Well, they out-rebounded them. They only turned the ball over 8 times in the game. Of course, Catholic Central only turned it over 4 times. Individual scoring for Catholic Central, they were led by Tyler Galoose with, he had 20, and then his brother Ian finished up his senior year with 12. He shot the ball really well. Ashton Young, another senior, had scored 9. They're going to be, they got Ray, they got Tyler Galoose back next year. Other than that, they better have had a pretty good JV team. I'm going to go with Tyler as the player of the game for Catholic Central. On the other side, Botkins, 3 in double figures. Jacob Plyman with 19, Carter Plyman with 13, Jamison Meyer with 11, and then Jaden Wendell had 9. I'm going to go with Jacob Plyman and Jaden Wendell for the players of the game for the Trojans.
Thank you, Clancy's. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Once again, don't forget,
online and on radio on Friday, 11:30 a.m., New Knoxville, Cincinnati Country Day, Girls Division IV State Semifinal. Then that night, right back here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, airtime 6:30, Botkins Tri-Village, the number one, number three boys teams in the state in the final AP poll. They collide in a rematch of the Martin Luther King game here. Botkins Tri-Village on Friday night, tip-off at 7. The Botkins won a double OT verdict on Martin Luther King weekend, 51-50.
I was going to say, it was in the 50s, low 50s. That was a great game. Yep. It was a great game. I expect another one.
For our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, for our radio station audience via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, for Derek back at the station, all the board operators who have been so grand and sharp back at WMVR, for all of them all season long, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, for John Hemp, johnhempimagery.com, he'll give you his best shot. John is with us here tonight. For all of these folks and all you fans, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, where Tri-Village has defeated East Knox 60-38, and Botkins has downed Springfield Catholic Central 60-46. Good night, everyone.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.